It's 8:29 here, Fremont's Morning Mix. Good morning. It's Tiger Time, and Scott Jensen, our Executive Director of Secondary Operations for Fremont Public Schools, welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
You brought a big, long list of people here today.
Got a full house today. Excited to brag about some of our things going on this week.
Yeah, it's a little busy this week. I know Friday will be crazy, but we'll talk cross-country here in just a little bit. Let's get to... Ainsley Kroenke is the Fremont High School counselor, and we're going to talk a little bit about Education Quest. And there may be some people out there who don't know a lot about that, so go ahead and explain.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having us. So we were fortunate to receive a four-year grant from Education Quest that provides funding to help us increase our college-going rate, which is wonderful because, you know, college means so many different things these days. It's not just your traditional four-year college anymore. We've got great opportunities in two-year colleges and trade schools and just so many different opportunities. So this will give us funding to really expose students to the different opportunities out there.
So they can the students can use that money or the grant, or how does that work?
Yep, so the grant will fund different activities throughout the year. For example, this Thursday we have an exciting day planned. It's called Apply to College. We've got eight different college reps coming to the school. 8:30 to 10:30, kind of open house style event for seniors to come in, have breakfast. Those college reps will be there to help them fill out their college applications. And that's just one example. We also will take the kids on different college visits throughout the year, and just a variety of different opportunities to get kids onto college campuses and get them exposed to what that looks like.
I say, I always thought Education Quest was more of helping you get the financial aid. Mm-hmm. And that's about all I thought it was, but it's way more than that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. You know, they are a wonderful organization that provides so many different services. Financial aid is one of them. They're partnering with the Fremont Metro Campus. They'll actually be here six different days this year, and families can call and set up a one-on-one appointment to get help completing their FAFSA. But they also help with just general college planning as well.
And now's the time to get that FAFSA filled out, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Sooner the better.
Yeah. How many students do you have every, maybe this year, that are going through that process right now?
You know, our senior class is just shy of 400 students, and we really encourage all of our students to pursue some sort of post-secondary education. And like I said, that takes many different forms. So we're encouraging all of our students to get involved and to find what path fits the best for them. And so, you know, our counselors are happy to help them and then also connect them with many resources out there that can help as well.
Yeah, you might as well fill it out, right? And then
yes,
kind of see where you're at. You may qualify for some things you didn't know about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's not just for low income. It's just for everybody, right?
Yes, we do. We encourage all students to complete the FAFSA because that can be the key to scholarships, work-study programs, grants, loans. So a variety of different means to help them fund their post-secondary education.
I would imagine you would say that colleges are becoming very competitive in that arena, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So educate, is there any certain date or any special event then again that folks need to point to with Education Quest and the grant?
Like I said, this Thursday morning, 8:30 to 10:30, any senior, we encourage them all to stop by and get their college applications filled out. Even if the rep of the college they want to go to isn't there, we'll have all of our counselors available, and so we're ready to help them all get those taken care of. So that's the first one that's coming up November 30th. We're going to take a group of students down to Wayne State College and Northeast Community College, and we'll just be adding additional dates as the year goes on.
I imagine you hear from mom and dad quite a bit, don't you? Or is it mostly students?
You know, it's a mix of both.
Okay.
A mix of both.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good. Good deal. Best way to get a hold of you, Ainsley?
You can go to our school website, fremonttigers.org, and we have our high school counseling page on there. It has all of our email addresses and phone numbers listed there. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram just to kind of keep up to date with the different events that are coming up. And we would just love to connect with any students and families that are in need of any help getting the ball rolling on their post-secondary plans.
I was just thinking, how long is there a certain amount of time? Does it take a long time to sit down with you and do this? It's not like 3 hours or maybe half hour at the most?
Yeah, I would say about a half hour. So we have met with just about all of our seniors individually at this point already. But, you know, we are happy to do follow-up appointments with our seniors. If families want to come in and visit, we're happy to meet with them as well. So, yeah, like you said, about a half hour. It's not a huge time commitment, a little time commitment, but you can get big results from it.
I can save you thousands of dollars, too.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Scott, it is. That's an important part of getting things done this fall, isn't it?
Important part, and each step along the way is vitally important. This Saturday, I know, is the ACT test for our juniors. Our seniors are working hard on applying for college and finishing things up here. And you know, we know as old people that time goes so fast, but that high school experience is just kind of a blur. And each step is an important step towards their pathway for their future.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's move right into cross country. A big week this week. And we have Beth and Sean McMahon both here, the boys and girls varsity cross country coaches. Welcome. Step up to the mic here. And let's talk a little bit about the season, Beth. How have the girls been doing this year? And how's it from the start to now?
Well, they've progressed very well this season. You know, I know there's social media stuff out there saying we were going to be on the downside of things this year, but they've proven us wrong in every step of the way and really worked well this season to kind of regroup and rebuild that program.
Was there a point this year where you, at the very beginning, or was it in the middle where you went, wow, I think we're really going to do some things this year?
Well, losing five of your top seven is a difficult, you know, kind of role to kind of step into for any of those young girls, but they embraced it from the beginning. I mean, from the first meet that we went to, they exceeded our expectations all the way. So
no nerves in there?
Oh, plenty of nerves. Plenty of nerves.
So who'd you bring with today?
Well, we have Ava Darmento and Chloe Hemmer and Maddie Grossi.
All right. Well, let's start with Ava this morning. I step on up and let's just talk a little bit about your season. Has it been, I guess maybe just talk about from the very beginning, what you think of how the season's gone for everybody?
Well, I know for me personally, it kind of got off to a little bit of a rough start with Augustana, and it would have been our home meet. But as the season has progressed, I think we've just learned how to pack run better than I think we ever have. And we've really just learned to come together and race like tires.
Yeah, that's for sure. It seems like from the very beginning, maybe a little hesitancy at the beginning, but here towards the end, man, you guys really feel, to me anyway, just seeing the results, man, it looks like you're really pushing hard there towards the end of every race.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do any of this without my team. They pushed me through the first 2K, and then we just drag each other along the rest of the way. And it's been really nice to work together. That's probably one of the biggest parts of cross country is just the team aspect, which I think a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah. And Fremont has been strong for so many years. Maybe just talk about the summer running and making it into the fall and then maybe even doing a little bit of stuff throughout the year.
Yeah. I mean, like high school, summer just goes by in a blur. You get through summer and then it's over and then we start our season. And the season has gone by so fast, as much as I don't want it to. I love cross country. It's just, you know, it's been so wonderful to have all of these amazing experiences with these girls.
Yeah, it does. It flies by. All the time you put in, though, you put in quite a bit of time, don't you? How many miles are you running a week?
About five or six every day. 6 days a week, and then an additional two or three on Sundays. So
okay.
A lot.
Yeah. Well, and that's what it takes, though, to if you're going to be up towards the top, is this time of the year. Do you begin to do, I know in swimming there's a little bit of taper, and I know these coaches have done a little bit of that. Is there a taper in race in running, too?
Yeah, they definitely have made sure to build us up, you know, in segments so that we don't, you know, get over.
Oh, yeah.
Overextended, and they've done a really great job of that. And then now we're just kind of going in our down.
Following the trail.
Yep. And that should give us a nice energy boost for the end of the season.
Well, and this last race on Friday will be in Kearney, and maybe just talk a little bit about that course.
I love that course. The first about 400 meters is all completely downhill, and then you go back a little bit into more of the golf course and then come back up a big gradual hill. It's just, I think us as a team, we really race together very well there.
Mm-hmm.
I personally love that course, and I know a lot of us do too.
Yeah, I'll bet. I mean, and there is a strategy. I don't want you to give away your strategy for all that.
No, but,
Are you planning on, after you get done here with State, what are your plans for the future then?
Then we have Nike and then Foot Locker that we'll also go to. So we've got two more cross-country races after State.
Nice.
That we get, you know, just two more.
Well, good luck on Friday, and thank you for taking some time. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Yeah, of course.
That's Ava D'Armento. Chloe Hemmer, step on up. I know you've been at this for quite a while, and maybe just talk about your season and how things have gone.
I've really enjoyed the season so far. I think the fact that we graduated a lot of our seniors last year that were on our varsity, we've all been kind of thrown into the position to like take the role of varsity and stuff. And I think it's been a great opportunity for us to learn together, and not a lot of people get that opportunity. So
yeah, it is fun to do it as a team, isn't it? I mean, if it was just you, or maybe I know Bergen only has a couple girl runners, and so if it's only a couple, boy, it makes it difficult. But when you've got a group, it sure is different, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is.
Your best meet this year, which one would you say you felt the best at?
Definitely conference at Kearney. This year, that's definitely been my favorite course so far. It was great weather. I felt super great, and I PR'd that day. So
nice. Yeah. So how many times have you run this course that you're going to see on Friday, about approximately?
This year we've ran it twice already, but I want to say I've ran it 4 or 5 times in the past.
Okay.
So we know the course very well, and I think me and Maris work together well on that course a lot, and we have really good packs together, and I think that's what makes us the strongest, and is definitely going to pull us through this season.
Yeah, very good. Your plans? Do you have plans to move to go on after this and run somewhere?
Season?
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean after when you graduate. Are you? What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Oh, you're only a junior. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess we won't be going on then. Maybe we can get you some NIL money. That's we'll have to work on that. No. I guess talk a little bit about the end of the season here. Since you've been through this last year, I know you were one of the top runners last year along with this team. And being one of those folks that maybe gives a little advice to somebody, what would be some of your advice for Friday?
You know, it's really just like any other meet. I don't think there should be any nerves associated with that. And we just need to go into the meet with excitement, because I'm running with a bunch of girls that, you know, we didn't have on our state team last year. So I think it's an exciting experience for all of us, and we should just embrace that.
Oh, for sure. Good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
Yeah. That'll be Maddie Grossi. Welcome. Nice to have you here today. So talk a little bit about your season from the start until this point.
Yeah, so it was definitely a lot of changes. We had a change in head coach, so that was new for us. It was definitely some nerves at the beginning of the season, just with all the changes that were happening and losing all those seniors. But I think especially our senior class really did a great job of stepping up and helping out the coaches, and we just really bought into the coach's strategy, and just I think we've been working really well.
Yeah, about how many girls are on the varsity, Coach McMahon? Is there what
on varsity we have 7.
7, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we're actually taking 2 alternates down with us. We have a couple girls who have kind of bounced back and forth, and so we just want to see who's strongest this week if we need them. But I have confidence in the 7 that we have, that we aren't going to need an alternate, but you got to have that backup just in case.
Yeah, so you have your rabbits and you have your others that come on at the end. Which one, how would you describe this? How would you describe Maddie?
Oh, Maddie is definitely going to be coming on at the end of the season here. She's had a very good season. They all have, but I think Ava mentioned the best, and she said they work together as a pack.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that this group has really done really well is pack running. And so when they get those packs together, they push each other through the race. Like, I couldn't coach them that. They're encouraging each other. Their own teammates are pushing them through the finish.
I know there's always a little bit of injury that goes along with some of the season. Have you been pretty injury-free this year?
We have been. We have had a couple, you know, just small minor things that we've had to deal with. But for the most part, everything we've been able to train through. So it's been good.
Competition Friday will probably be?
We've got, you know, Lincoln East is.
Who would be the top three that'll be in there?
Mellard West is okay for the girls' side of things. But we're really looking at Westside as kind of a contender as well.
Okay.
They had some struggles earlier in their season, but they've got everybody back and healthy. We definitely see ourselves as one of the top.
Yeah, for sure. So. For sure. Well, Maddie, good luck on Friday. We appreciate you stopping in, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Coach Sean McMahon, the boys' varsity cross-country coach here. And let's talk a little bit about the season and how things have been going so far.
Well, thanks for having us, and
yeah.
I couldn't be happier with how things really have unfolded. The general theme is, I guess, graduating a large amount from last year to this year, and for us, six of our seven that were on the state meet team last year graduated, so it's been a completely new group, but the experience level of all of them was very high. Even the sophomores that we have on our team had been running and racing competitively at a young age, but we had several juniors last year that had been top of our JV pack for the previous couple of years that really had been biding their time and stepped into that role seamlessly.
About how many did you have out this year?
28 total number of guys. Yep.
And varsity seven or
and
six?
And varsity seven, and it's been eight different guys that have mixed around on that, that top seven this year.
All right, maybe just who are those folks?
Well, we've got, if we kind of go, I guess, maybe by about roughly average finish, you know, at the meet, because that changes a little bit. But Juan's been our steady number one with Wes Pleskoch closely behind him. Mm-hmm. Then Noah Miller, and then Will Schultz, Caleb Sun, Domingo Perez Ramos, and Coulter Fritz have really been the majority of our other top seven. But Jace Lede this year has also filled in admirably and made a huge leap from last year to this year, from his freshman to sophomore year.
It's got to be fun every year to see kids step up and just make that change to getting into varsity.
And I think, yeah, it is. It's really, we kind of say over the years, you can't focus too much on your varsity. If you focus too much on your varsity, then the next year there isn't going to be one. So we really, as coaches, you know, Beth, me, Alex Way, and, you know, and the other people who've helped us throughout the years have always focused really on our up-and-coming athletes largely, because we need that transition to happen smoothly. And I can't really remember a year, and this year has really resonated that, where the guys didn't think it was just commonplace to come in and run like, and one of the girls said earlier, run like tigers do.
Yeah.
Run at the front.
Yeah, for sure. Juan Gonzalez, one of those that's with us this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Having a fun season, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe just talk about that from the very start this year to where you're at now. How are you feeling from the beginning of the season to right now?
I felt really strong about our team. We've been in since Augustana. We've had our ups and downs throughout the season, but we always keep our head up high.
Yeah, and you've been running out in front or finishing at the in first or second or somewhere toward the top most of the season, but it's a team sport, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. People don't think cross country is like a team sport. They usually think like, oh, it's just one guy that goes out and does everything, but even our fifth guy has been doing a lot.
So how long have you been running?
Since like elementary.
Okay, all right. Are you a track and field person also then?
Yeah, that too.
Okay, what events in track and field do you run?
1600 meter, 3200, and occasionally the 800.
Okay.
And I also do the 4x8 and maybe the 4x4.
So you should probably have him swimming the long distance then too, Coach, no?
No. How are you swimming?
Are you a swimmer? No.
No,
no, he's not. So I guess, what's your strategy or your typical strategy in a run? Are you the guy who jumps out in front, or are you the guy who kind of hangs back a little bit?
Yeah, I usually sit on like the top four guys, and then once we get close to like, you know, I currently run like the 600 meter, I just let it all go.
Let it go, yeah, for sure. Well, good luck on Friday, and thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Also with us is Caleb's son this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, yeah. Talk a little bit about your style of running.
I like to sit inside a pack with a bunch of the guys I have really strongly built relations with, and we end up pushing each other throughout the whole race.
Do you guys talk a lot when you're running?
During race, no, but during training, we do a lot.
Okay, so you kind of give them the head nod when it's your turn to move to the front?
Yep.
Okay, I was just wondering if there were signals or if you guys just kind of take off and...
Sometimes it's just simple as eye contact.
Right, right. When you're running, what's your strategy usually?
Usually, I like getting inside the upper middle part of the race, and then we end up working up together.
Okay.
As close to the front as we can.
How long have you been running?
I have been running since sixth grade.
Okay. All right. So you know Coach McMahon for quite a while then, huh?
Yes, I have.
Is it a time? I guess when you guys are running, you don't get to see your coach more than what, about the beginning and the end, and that's about it?
We see them in some spots.
Okay.
Usually inside different points of the race that they are measuring.
Okay. Well, you run out to a certain point to talk to guys.
There's no sitting in the stands.
I was going to say.
Yeah, you get to as many places on the course as you can.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Well, good luck, Caleb. I appreciate you stopping in. Yeah, so, hopefully a very good Friday. The weather's going to cooperate. It's going to be a great day. So looking forward to it. And we'll be out there providing reports throughout the day. So should be fun. You bet. Mr. Earlywine.
Hey, Chris.
Former trackster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. You bet. Oh, yeah. I don't think so. Coaches are smiling over there big.
Well, and I think every time the cross-country team comes in, I don't brag much about running. My dad was a miler, so when I was a freshman, they said, hey, let's put him in the mile and 2 mile. Yeah, that didn't go so well. So I ended up doing field events.
That's okay. I do field events, too. I lay out in the field and watch everybody else run. That's what I do.
Very good. Well, you brought somebody with you this morning, Susan Farkas, the principal of Milliken Park. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah. I know your school is kind of in shambles, but you're making it through, right?
Yes, we're excited for the outcome of all the hard work that's going into this year to make the building brand new next year. So.
Oh, for sure. It'll be so nice. But you're here to talk more about Red Ribbon Week, is that right?
Well, you can't. She can certainly talk about that.
Certainly can, okay. But no, that was not my topic.
Okay, okay.
I can talk about Red Ribbon Week.
Yeah, why don't
if you like.
Then?
You notice
how
I said that. I said the R's and the W correctly there. I had to practice that for weeks get that done. We have the week of the 24th is Red Ribbon Week, and it's celebrating life, living drug-free. So our elementaries have put together, they've done this for, gosh, Susan, how long? 10 years or more at least?
I think pretty much the entire time I've been here, we've had it.
They've put together different programs throughout the week, different theme days, dressing in sweats, in dressing all red, wearing hats, crazy hair days, wearing shades, all different kinds of things. The idea, the theme is celebrating life and living drug-free. And so each of the elementaries has kind of rallies every day around that theme. In order to promote the idea of staying drug-free.
Okay. I know, it's also the foundation. You have a leadership program partnership. Is that why Susan's here to talk?
Susan's going to talk about
that.
There we go. Hey, there you go.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that and how it works.
Currently, we have on the road right now to Omaha. We have 40 students and sponsors. They're heading to the Student Leadership Conference at UNO. Fremont's been a part of it for over a decade. I currently am an officer with Region 2 Administrators. It is the regional division of our NCSA elementary and middle school principals. We cover the area of Burt, Cass, Dodge, Douglas, Otoe, Sarpy, and Washington counties. I've been a part of it for about 15 years. And like I said, Fremont's had students going to this leadership conference for over a decade.
Nice, nice. So schools from all those counties.
Yes.
Our kids from all those schools are going. Yeah, good deal.
They usually have, I think, around 300 students that attend. So
oh, nice.
We're sending a really nice sized group this year. We're super fortunate. The foundation has sponsored us this year. They paid for every student to attend. And they all have matching shirts this year, so we look like one big crew.
Nice.
So they're very excited for today.
Yeah, I'll bet. What will they be doing today then?
There is four different sessions that they can attend on leadership and decision making. There's also a keynote speaker. The head baseball coach, Evan Porter, is currently the head baseball coach at UNO. Mm-hmm. He's been a Major League Baseball player for four years. And so they're excited that he'll be there today.
Yeah, that'll be good. That's a good experience for him. And just a great way for them to get outside and hear from somebody that is in a leadership position.
Mm-hmm. And this year we have JCAC attending for the first time as well.
Oh, very good.
So usually it's just been elementary. So this year we have fifth and sixth graders attending.
Nice. So
a really good group to represent Fremont Public Schools.
Awesome. All right.
And the foundation is, this is the first year we've been able to sponsor that group. So we enjoy being able to reach out to the elementaries and do some work there as well. It's a great program. As Susan said, it's been going on for a long time. And now we get to help as a foundation pave the way a little bit for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Susan mentioned they're all going to be wearing the same color shirts. So they're kind of like, the theme here has been a pack. Have been like tigers, and I really think that's awesome. So they're gonna represent the Tigers very well in Omaha today.
Yeah, get them started early on the leadership thing for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely,
also gives them an opportunity to be on a college campus, see what it's like, kind of like Ainsley had shared before, giving them a taste of college, seeing if this is something that they have planned for their future. A lot of them, it's the very first time they've been on a campus, so they're kind of in awe. It's fun to see their faces when they're there.
Oh, I bet. I'll bet. Yeah. All right. Anything else, Kevin?
Well, you know, I've got some donuts here for the teams here, so you guys help yourself to donuts if you want some donuts from Rise and Shine.
You get that approved with Coach?
Well, he wants to take them all with him. He'll just do it that way. You can contact the foundation if you'd like to give some money, some time, some of your talents to us. We'd love to have you contact us at 727-3027, or you can contact us on our website, fpsfoundation.com, or you can email me at kevin.earlywine@fpsmail.org.
All right, Kevin, Susan, thank you. As Scott Jensen, we wrap it up for Tiger Time this morning.
Yeah, super exciting again. What a great show, and to listen to these students who represent themselves, their families, and our school so well. Not only as athletes, but as people. And, that wouldn't happen without great leaders that we have, like Beth and Sean McMahon and Ainsley Kroenke, who are working hard to make sure that that happens. And we're so fortunate at Fremont High School and Fremont Public Schools to have such great people working with our students.
I think we have an event, don't we, yet this week? Isn't there a Chamber Teammates Chamber Coffee?
Yes, on Friday morning, 9 a.m., Chamber Coffee. The Teammates organization is celebrating. Molly Brown has a big chamber event that morning at the high school.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate everybody stopping in, and good luck on Friday. Go take it for sure.